You're such a wonderful Father. And there's nothing can separate us from your love, oh God. And as we come this morning to this place, Lord, we come to experience the church from you. And we know that nothing is impossible for you, Lord Jesus. We're desperate for you. Desperate for you. So we need more of you in us, oh God. And less of us, oh God. And as I stand before your people this morning, Lord, I pray that use me just as an instrument, Lord, because I'm also in need of you, oh God, and I'm desperate for you too, Lord Jesus. So Holy Spirit, come and minister to us. Use me. Let your word come with power and authority, oh God. Not only that, Jesus, I pray this word will change and transform our life, oh God, this morning. You're amazing, God. And you're a wonderful Father. In Jesus' name I pray. And I believe. Amen. Sometimes I hold the tears. I don't like to cry, but the Holy Spirit sometimes when it comes down on you, and I felt the power of the Holy Spirit in this place this morning. And it's just so powerful. I can feel it. I can feel that God is here with us. He is so amazing. And he's so faithful that he came down from heaven. And this we take so much for granted that we think God left his throne. And he left his throne just not for just for you, for you and me. And when we call him, because you have to remember, when we worship is between us and God. You see that? Preaching, God does not get anything. But I'm giving him worship because I see what he has done in my life. I see the transformation God has done into my life, then that's why when I come here and I may still have my issues in life, but I'm coming here and I say, Lord, I thank you because you're the one who transformed me. You've done all things for me. And I'm coming here to worship him, to praise you, to say, Lord, there's nothing too impossible for you. And when we come to preaching, because we are listening from him now. So he's not getting anything from us when in the preaching. He's already have his preaching. He's the word himself. Glory be to God. So it's so amazing to experience the presence of God. And it's so wonderful that God is here with us this morning. I guarantee you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to talk about you about peace today. And but before we do that, I want us to pray for some reason. I don't know why I have to pray for this one. This man's family. Do you know some called Reinhard Bonnke? You know he passed away, yeah? Passed away yesterday. And this man, I remember growing up in Africa, this guy, he used to come in Africa preaching the gospel. And it's so amazing to, you know, this guy has run his race. And when I listen to his video on the YouTube, he always bless me. So I want us to take a moment to pray for the family, Jesus, to comfort them. Just say the word. Is that all right? Yeah? Father in heaven, thank you. Jesus, you say in your word, you are our comforter. And right now we pray for your servant evangelist family, Reverend Bonkiba, Father. Can you, Father, comfort the family, Father, through this difficult period that going through, Lord Jesus. We know your servant is up in heaven right now. But the family, Lord, I know they don't understand, but we know, God, you're the one who can comfort them through this difficult time. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. And I believe. Amen. Now, I'm going to read a book from the book of Isaiah. I'm going to talk to you about peace today. And I want you to go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. It's very familiar scripture. We normally read this every throughout the Christmas period. Isaiah, chapter 9, and verse 6. For unto us a child is born. How many of you were yesterday at the village, the green? You've done a good job. And God bless you guys. It was so amazing. And one of the song, this is the scripture they sang. Unto us the child is born. And people, they're passing by. And we had our king, John. He was the king there, dressed nice. And people, they come to John. They take selfie. I also took selfie with John and Mary. Yeah. It was very nice yesterday. Now, for unto us the child is born, to us son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. Now let's go in the book of John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I do not give peace as the world gives it to you. We understand that the peace that we experience in the world is very fragile. We have a peace treaty between Palestine and Israel. But Jesus said, that's not the kind of peace I'm going to give it to you. He said, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Christmas is all about peace. It's for that reason that Jesus came us to give us peace. He said, I came to give you peace. And Jesus' ministry, all of it, when you look at it, is all about peace. The reason we celebrate Christmas is about peace. And then I read this article, I think it's a quote this week. It read this way, say, peace, the peace that Jesus gives is not the absence of trouble, but is rather the confidence that he is there with you always. Can I repeat that again? A peace that Jesus gives is not the absence of trouble, but is rather the confidence that he is there with you always. Nowadays is very rare. Not just for the people outside, even for Christians to experience peace in their life. Some of us, we don't really experience peace frequently. Even though we come to church and we don't really experience the peace, it's become very rare. And we don't even think that peace belongs to us. Because we think peace is for some other people who deserve that, who are very close to God. But we have to understand that the Bible says, the peace of God, let me just go and read it from Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest and in heaven and on earth, and peace to those whom his favor rests. Hallelujah. In other words, we have already have the peace of Christ that is inside of Christ, that is in us already, for those who have accepted Christ Jesus. Now, personally, you know, next year, by God's grace, I'm turning 40. Now, I've been a Christian now for a number of years now, and I really don't want to spend it as a Christian, because to spend my life miserable, frustrated as a Christian, because the word miserable, by the way, is be unhappy, uncomfortable. I don't want to be that person who is always as that Christian who come to church every Sunday and always worries, always upset, and always, you know, you have issues in your life. And you have to get to the point where, you know what? God has given you peace. And some of us Christians, we don't experience peace because we don't know that through Christ Jesus, his death, we have the peace from Christ Jesus because he has given us through his death. Hallelujah. Now, God's intention for all of us is to experience peace. And he will be called the Prince of Peace. In other words, Jesus, he's the Prince of Peace. If you have accepted him in your life, he lives inside of you. It means the peace of God is supposed to be inside of you frequently. Hallelujah. And his intention is to make sure that all of us, this peace will remain in us every time. And he does not want God to us to experience stress. And I don't know your background. I don't know what you're going through at this point. But I believe God is intention. Maybe this year you had a very bad year. But for the next year, we need to pray and ask God, because God, his intention for you for the next year, his intent is to make sure that you live stress-free. Hallelujah. Now, I will show you how to get. There's three kind of peace. I found that life is very difficult if you live all your life without peace. That's personally, that's my own opinion. Can you imagine you have to wake up early morning, you have to worry about that, you have to be frustrated, you're not happy about that. I found that it's very stressful already. So I think life itself is so difficult if you have to live your life every single day with frustration. Now, yesterday, when I was trying to prepare this, the Holy Spirit spoke to me this word. He said, most Christians, they are not aware they are in constant battle to defend their peace or to keep their peace. I'll try to explain it to you in a minute. I know Maxine looks strange a little bit. I'll show you one thing. I want you to go to the book of Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Listen to this. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. You turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. You have to remember that. You are always in constant battle for the enemy. Enemy, his job is to try to defeat you. His job is because he knows you sometimes more than we know ourselves. And he knows exactly which button to push in order to steal your peace. Now, first of all, you have to know if you're in Christ Jesus, peace already belongs to you. Now, you're in constantly battle for your peace because listen to me. The Bible says, turn from evil and do good. Now, Christian, you have to remember, every time when we responded evil with evil, you're losing your peace. Now, the Bible is very clear. How? Turn away from evil and do good. Now, you're constantly in battle because the moment you wake up in the morning, the enemy, his job to make sure that you lose your peace. And how he does that? This is this. If you see evil has been doing someone done do evil to you, what happened? How do you do? You respond back to the evil. And instead, the Bible says, do good to them. Guess what? You already lost your peace. Now, how do I seek my peace and how do pursue my peace? It's by doing good in order for me to have my peace. Then I have to do good in order for me to have my peace. And that's what I'm trying to explain to you, that when you, and every single day, when you wake up in the morning, you are in constant battle with the enemy because his job is to take away your peace. And he continue to do it because you have to understand that peace belongs to you through Christ Jesus. He has given to you. How many of us should believe Jesus lives inside of you? How many of you? Do you believe that? And for some of you who don't believe, let me just give a scripture. It's nothing to do with this, but maybe I can make sense to all of you. In John chapter 12. I'm going to read this so you'll understand me. John chapter 12, okay, verse 24. John chapter 12, verse 34. Here's Jesus. Verse 24. Sorry, guys. Don't even know how to use my own phone. And I'll just read from the verse 23. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Jesus said, unless the seed dies, we can remain a single seed. No, unless he dies, he will produce many seeds, isn't it? In other words, Jesus was trying to say to all of us that unless I die, then you love me inside of you. Now he continues to say, and then he continues to say, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it. Okay? While anyone who hates their life, this world will keep it for eternal life. In other words, those who love their life, in other words, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior, it means you love your life too much. But those who despise their life, they will gain it. Do you see that? So in order for me to experience the peace, first of all, you have to understand that you, Jesus, what he has done, you have the peace of Christ in you. So, the peace of Christ, that everything that belongs to Christ Jesus is already inside of all of us. Through Christ Jesus. Through his death. So, there is Holy Spirit who is inside of me, who is helping me to live this life. So, I have to be aware that, you know what? in order for me to possess this, some of you don't experience peace because you just not accept Jesus in your own personal life. Because if you say, if you think that your life is going to experience peace, and if you love this too much, this life, it means you don't, and you don't accept Jesus as your personal savior, then there will not be peace inside of you. There's three kinds of peace I want to talk about. The peace within, the peace, the three kinds of peace. One of them is peace with God. And the third one, the second one is peace within yourself and the peace with other people. I'll talk with this one, the first one, peace with God. I trust the Lord as my Lord, personal Savior. And I know that in order for me to move forward in my life, I need Him to control every situation in my life. So I need Him to be in control of it. So when to have peace with God, it means to trust Him in everything in your life. And some of us, we have disconnected with God because we don't have spent time with Him. And God, the reason we don't experience the peace of God or with God is because God, when He created you, all you and me, His intention is for you is to be connected with Him. And the reason we have this conflict in our life is because we are disconnected with God of peace. And that's why we don't experience the peace God has given through Christ Jesus. Do you see that? So that conflict, whatever you have, it is because the peace of God that we're supposed to have in us, we don't have it because we are disconnected with God. We become gods of our life. You know what? You say, Lord, I'll give you an explanation how you become God of your own life. You say, Lord, I don't think I need to go to church this Sunday. I've got everything I need, God. In fact, I don't want to volunteer. I don't want to commit anything in that place. God, you know, I need to go to do extra hours for me to earn more money because I've got issues. You become God of your own life. And God is not in control of your life. And you think by doing that, you're in control. Really, you're in the process of you doing that to become God of your own life. You're losing your peace. And once you have that peace of God in your life, the rest of them will follow. Because God, He's your provider, nobody else. But God, He will make a way for all of us. Hallelujah. The second one is this. Peace within me. Now, peace within me. Yesterday I went to German market with my family, and I think it was the first time. So I never always go from the boring all the way. You walk all the way to the Victoria Square. So I say, it's my day off. Let's go to Victoria Square. And I know myself. Sometimes I do have peace with God. There's certain things keep me frustrated. If there's so many people around me, too many people. And yesterday there was about a sea of people there. I mean, there's a lot of people. And it was me, my wife, and my two children, and my sister-in-law. We had this pushchair. Now, I knew from the beginning that before I go there, I need to pray. Because there's one thing for sure. When I sometimes go out with my wife, she knows exactly. Sometimes if we spend too long in a shopping center, then we have to go. And I become very bored, you know. I don't do anything. I just stand there. So I pray. I say, Lord, I need your peace. I truly need your peace today. I want to stay very calm and I want to have a good time with my family. So we went there. And sure enough, I was at one stage. Pamela said, can you push the pushchair? I did so. So I pushed the people. You keep hitting people in the legs and everything. There's no space for you to go. I mean, it's chaos there. And then I said to Pamela, have you noticed something? I'm very calm at this point so far. He said, yeah. And thank you for that. The reason I want to say that is because sometimes the enemy, he knows how to steal your peace. He knows to put things in your life where it will steal your peace. Now, you have to remember, I've made a decision early in the morning before I even plan to go there. I'm going to pray that God, you're going to give me your peace, that when we are going out there, I'm going to enjoy the time with the family. Hallelujah. Because otherwise, the day will be horrible for all of us. Because if I go there and I'm not in the mood to do anything else, in other words, there's no peace. In other words, my family will be, oh, God, Daddy, you look tired. And sometimes I do look tired. You look at me like I'm a very bad individual. No, I'm not. I'm just a human being. Sometimes I do get feel that way, isn't it? So we need to have the peace within ourselves. My job, I deal with people every single day. I have people come on my job. I'm a bus driver, right? Now, you have people come to you who are so desperate. They just have issues in life. Now, they'll come to you. They'll speak evil things or bad things over you. Now, you have to understand that. It is my job to seek peace and pursue it. You meet people who have issues in life. Those who come to you, especially my job, you have no idea they lost their job. Some of them, they had good, bad news. Some of them, they're going through sickness and whatever they're going through. They've lost a loved one. Not only that, there's issues is happening in their marriage. There are so many issues happening in our life every single day. Now, I meet those people every single day when I go to work. Now, it is my decision to understand, you know what? Am I going to dwell on what other people tell me? Or am I going to turn that evil away from me and treat them with kindness? Because right now, the peace already belongs to me. Now, it is my job now to seek that peace. Am I going to treat them harshly or am I going to respond to them kindly? Because if I want to keep my peace, it is my job. I'm the one who's supposed to seek it and pursue the peace. Not anybody else, it is me. So I am not going to allow you to disturb my peace, all right? Because it belongs to me. And I have made that decision because most of us are Christians. The devil knows exactly where to push you. And he knows that once he pushes in that area, you lost your peace throughout the day. And you're miserable, you're unhappy, you're uncomfortable. And I say, that is enough for me. When I'm driving, mind you, I drive, I meet horrible people on the road. Road rage, you name it. Saturday morning, no, I think on Friday morning I was driving. And this individual, 6 o'clock in the morning, there's no cars on the road. Now, he was driving down and I was coming down with my bus. And I see him and he saw me. And for some reason, I was supposed to turn right because I have the right. And he just cut me in front of me. Now, when he was doing so, he was passing me through, right? He said a word and I could tell that word was so painful. I hear him, I could tell he says something that's really horrible. And that moment, I felt so down. I felt so low because I was hopeless. Because he's already gone and I know I'm on the right and he's on the wrong. But he spoke a word which I know, I knew from there, if I'm going to dwell on what he just said to me, all right, I'm going to lose my peace. I was going to lose my peace. And guess what? For about next 10, 15 minutes, I was driving and I'm thinking, if he could only stop, I'm a Christian, but I was going to confront him. I'm not going to say a bad word to him, but I really want him to stop. Just tell me, why did you say that to me? But because he's already gone, God is put in your position sometimes where he wants you to seek him, his presence, in order for you to experience his peace. Are we understanding each other so far? So it was my job, even though he said something evil towards me, now I have to make that decision. Say, you know what? I am not going to allow what that man said to me to control my day. Because if I was going to do so, it means my day will be ruined. And I don't want to do that. And that's the reason most of the Christians, someone say to you something and that's it. You're done for the day. You're horrible. You're having a bad day. You say, I'm having a very bad day. You're also declaring over your own life. And without you knowing that what the moment you're declaring about it, you're going to have a bad day for sure. Because you're saying it. Now, it is my decision to say, you know what? I am going to have the peace of God. Even though I'm going through the trouble, but I am going to have a peace of God. Because I'm the child of the most of God. And most of us, we don't know that we deserve. It is yours. Hallelujah. It belongs to you. And you'll have people, that's what I'm saying, you'll have people come to you always trying to steal your peace. And you have to make that decision to say, I am not going to allow people to steal my peace. Praise the Lord. I want to read from Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule over your heart. Hallelujah. Let the peace of Christ rule over your hearts. Since you are one body
You are called to peace. It is a command, maybe that one. Hallelujah. Let the peace of God rule your heart. So in other words, there's nothing else supposed to be in my heart. It's the peace of God which is supposed to be in my life. The third one, I just talked to you, the peace within God, with God. And the second was peace within me. And the third one is this one, is peace with other people. Hallelujah. You have to remember, the farther we stay away from God, the more mess our relationship with us and everybody else will come. If you find yourself, you're not very close to God, you have to expect that even people around you, you'll never experience peace with them. Because you are staying far away from them. I mean, as far you stay from God, it means there's no the presence of God inside of you. You don't seek Him. You don't pray to Him. You don't ask for His direction, everything else. In other words, tell me, you're going to have problems with other people. So the farther you stay away from God, I guarantee you're going to have a problem with that place in your workplace. I guarantee you're going to have a problem with us, that guy in school. I guarantee you, you're going to have a problem with your work colleague. It is guaranteed because you are staying away farther from God. And because you don't know His word and you don't know how to respond to people. And then you have problem with people. Because you are the child of the light. And because you're the child of the light, you know the truth. The Bible says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Because the truth is inside of you. And the more we stay away from God, the more we don't experience. We experience hatred from other people and we dislike them. Hallelujah. Our job is to make sure sometimes peace within us is to mind our own business. Oh, yes, indeed. We like to follow other people's business. I've come to discover where I work, people mourn a lot. They mourn from the moment they come to work to the moment they go out. Now, the things they mourn about you, it's everyday things. Your job is to drive people. And you have to understand people, every single one of them who come to you, they've got issues in life. Now, they're complaining about one thing, a human being who has issues. You and me, we have problems. Now, every moment you're complaining about people have issues and you make it as your business. Guess what? You'll never experience peace. I know this one guy in my workplace. He doesn't want to mind his own business. When he finished work, he will go on the Facebook. This very true story. And he's writing all what happened to him at work on that day. He will just write everything, complaining about that. Sometimes peace with others is to mind our own business. To know what is nothing to do with me. You just keep it quiet and carry on. Because if you value your peace so much, you say, you know what? I don't want to interfere your life because in the process of me interfere your life, I'm going to lose my peace. So I'm going to mind my own business and I'm going to live my life. I pray for you, but when God asks you to intervene, then do so. But at the moment, I am going to mind my own business, leave them alone. And then you'll have the peace of God. It's not my job to intervene in your life because I know in the process, it's not going to be helpful to me. I'm going to lose my peace. Praise the Lord. Peace, therefore, he wants to steal our peace. He's a peace stealer. And peace is a gift from God. He knows which button to push in order for us to steal our peace. Now, you can learn what are the things that steal your peace. All of us, we can learn that. What is it that steals your peace? We all know that. I know what steals my peace. I know it. At the moment, it's just private. I'm not ready to share it yet. But I know what is still my peace. I know exactly what is it. I know it. Because I know all of us, we can make adjustment on that. And in your life, and what can happen, that no longer let these things rule over you, over your life. In other words, you can find what is it that's causing you to lose your peace. Make some adjustment and say, you know what? I'm not going to allow you to steal my peace anymore. I'm not going to allow you to rule over me anymore. In the morning, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to make sure that, you know what? I know if I meet that person who will speak a negative word and it's going to steal my peace. What am I going to do? I'm going to stay away from you. Not because I don't like you. It's because I just want to keep my peace. And it is my responsibility for me to pursue peace and seek it. Now, what am I going to do? I'll say hello to you. I'm not going to open my mouth to you. You meet people who are miserable in the morning. You say hello to them. They don't respond to you. And what I do next time, because I know he didn't respond to me, I become bitter because why isn't he saying anything to me? No, he's got issues. Not you. You don't have a problem. They are one who have the problems. So what am I going to do now? Next time I'll leave you with peace. I just don't say anything to you. I'll just leave. Not because I hate you, but if you're ready to say hello to me, I'm going to be ready back to you. I'll say hello back to you. Because I'm not that kind of person who's trying to ignore people. I will say back to you if you say hello to me. But I need to make some, in your life, all of us here, in order to start to experience peace of God in your life, all of us here, we can make some adjustments. And we don't allow the enemy to take over of our life. Because peace, you have to remember, belongs to all of us. And it is yours in Christ Jesus. And I guarantee this Christmas, you're going to meet people who want to, who are very desperate. Maybe they're going through some tough time. We all know that. They don't have money for doing some shopping this weekend. You're going to meet them. I want to remind you one thing, that you have the peace of Christ inside of you. And God is able. Hallelujah. God is so powerful. Hallelujah. A peace that given by Christ Jesus in us can continue to rule your life. Don't spend the rest of your life trying to live in life full of frustration and miserable. Hallelujah. I'm going to close now. Amen.